This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 2/23. It is February 1st. Happy Black History Month, everyone. It is the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is snowing outside. We'll get about a dusting or coating up to 1 inch here in the metro. There is a few more inches that will fall for our friends in the North Shore, so there is a warning in place for that. We'll have a break in the snow tomorrow, so if you got some running around to do, you don't like driving in the snow, tomorrow is for you. But starting tomorrow night into Monday morning, we will have more snow showers ending right before the morning commute, so make sure you prepare. Extra time is needed before you leave the house to, just kind of get the drive shovel, get the sidewalk shoveled if you need to do that, and then allow yourself some extra time and grace to get to work, to get to school, because Monday morning we will see some snowfall totals, a couple of inches at least. Okay, so I want to make sure you're aware of that. And what I'm aware of is how awesome Representative Jim Nash is. I tell you, these times at the Capitol where there is a stalemate is forcing everybody to pivot. It's forcing everybody to do something new and different. And either we can sit and complain that our legislators are not there and fuss about it, or we can say, you know what, let me shift. My pivot foot stays ready. Because I don't know what direction the Lord is going to lead me in. And he sent me right to Representative Jim Nash's office. And he is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Representative Nash, first of all, let me say welcome. This is your first time on the Shaletta Show.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to chatting a little bit.
Now, you are out in Carver County, a Republican, over, small businesses here in the state of Minnesota. What is that role like? What committee do you sit on, and how does it impact business owners throughout our state?
Thanks, Shaletta. So I am in my sixth term representing Carver County, and I am on Ways and Means, State Government Finance Chair. I serve on housing, which is a passion of mine that touches many, many areas. I'm on the Rules Committee, and I am also our caucus whip.
That's a lot of jobs.
It's a few things. I probably got room for a few more, but, what does it mean for entrepreneurs around the state? It means that somebody who has been an entrepreneur, and I think I'd shared this with you once before. One of the best days of your life is when you open up a business, and sometimes the second best day is when you sell that business. But to get it off the ground, sometimes you need a little bit of help, and that help can be getting government the heck out of the way. And that's one of the things that I have dedicated my legislative career to, is getting government out of the way so that people who want to put all of their capital at risk and want to try to live the American dream, they're given that help up. And they sometimes we need a champion at the Capitol who will point out bureaucratic stupidity and get it out of the way.
You know, one thing I appreciate about you being there at the Capitol is that you are a small business owner as well. And so you understand the challenges we face. So when business owners come on Monday to talk to you about Black entrepreneurs, they're not going to be talking to somebody who doesn't understand what it's like to be a small business owner. And so you understand the challenges and the unique concerns that we face. And I'm so grateful that you've agreed to meet with Minnesotans outside of your district. That this stalemate is still taking place, and they won't be able to meet with, their DFL House representatives if they are one of the 67 or so who is not coming to the Capitol to work at this time. And so I'm just so grateful for you being able to and willing to step up and talk to these business owners, whether they live in Carver County or Washington County. I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, you know, small business owners we all sort of speak the same language in many ways. You know, you look at one another and you say, oh, I can see in that person the person who has both sold the deal, invoiced the deal, and then before they head home for the day is also sweeping up and making sure that everything's ready for the next day. I've been there. When my business partners and I opened our business, we pretty much did everything. And, you know, that's the thing that we need to make it easier at the Capitol is to make doing business a little more simple. We have so many regulations. We have so many taxes. We have so many pieces of paperwork that you have to fill out. And, you know, if you're really good at the thing that you're opening your business are, chances are that isn't doing paperwork that the government requires of you. Nobody wakes up and say, ooh, I want to become a professional government paperwork pusher. Nobody does that. So why don't we just help out and make it easier?
And, you know, you did that. I heard a story about something that you did for African-American, I think it was estheticians or beauticians or cosmetologists, how you made it easier for them to get their license so they could start their own company. Can you talk to me about that?
Yes, ma'am. So, you know, there's a lot of effort at the Capitol over the years. And I'll say kudos to my former House colleague and now Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. We both felt very strongly that becoming somebody who wants to just do eyelashes and some other things, that it should just be a lot easier. So we pushed to make that the case. And you know, there's a lot more to do. But when you get a very outspoken Republican from Carver County and a very outspoken DFLer from the metro area in myself and the Lieutenant Governor working together, you know, that's what people are looking for. And that's why it's so sad that the DFL won't come to the Capitol, because we can find things to work together on like this and like other things. You know, I know you and I were talking, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, about a number of people who want to open up breweries. Well, for the love of lutefisk, that's really hard to do in the state of Minnesota. And I have also worked on making that easier. But, you know, we're the land of 10,000 lakes, and we're also the land of 10,000 forms that you got to fill out. It's just dumb. And we have to do better, because in a digital world where you can order, heck, you can order a car online in a handful of minutes and have it delivered to your house. Why do we have to make it so that you have to go to a certain office and fill out a dumb piece of paperwork that no one really knows why you have to? And you oftentimes get conflicting messages from one state agency to the next. So we've got to do better at streamlining government. In streamlining government too, we'll also be able to drive the cost of government down, because people are also getting hit with that.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that you're going to be doing with us Monday, not only meeting with legislators, but also you are going to be speaking. What do you plan on saying to folks?
It's going to be a little bit of a variation on this, Shaletta. It's going to be, for the longest time, you've been told that the people that serve in office down here, maybe half of us don't care. And that's a really false interpretation, but I'm there to help. And I can't say enough of my own colleagues in the Republican caucus. Everybody there wants to help, and I know the DFL does as well. But having lived the life of a small entrepreneur after I got out of the big business world, I realized that when you wake up one day, like yourself, and you say, you know what, I want to do this on my own. I need somebody who will be a champion. Yes, I know that I represent Carver County, but I represent the whole state. And there are small business owners in the metro area and in the outstate mm-hmm. that need somebody who has the lived experience that I have had, who will be there and listen. I remember an effort that we helped some emerging farmers begin farming for Gedney Pickle back in the day, about 6 years ago. We found ways to, without spending government money, cut through red tape and then put people together with one another. That's what I'm all about. I like working to help people clear the decks of impediments and find a way to do what they want to do. So it'll be a little bit like that.
Well, I can't wait. Everybody is excited. We got a whole new lineup of speakers this year. You, Representative McCullough, Representative Morrison, Senator Claire and Seeberger, and everybody is excited to meet you, to get to know you, to come to your office and talk to you, a fellow small business owner, because you understand our cares and concerns. Representative Jim Nash, thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and we'll see you Monday.
We'll see you bright and early Monday morning, and we'll see you all after the break.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.